I hope you enjoy this. Today's story or episode I call Happy Hour. I had a grueling and frustrating day at work, but I comforted myself with the knowledge that my lover was waiting for me at home. We called these times when we could get together immediately after work Happy Hour, and I let myself into the house with an eager smile on my face, only to find my lover stretched out on the couch, napping. Damn! I went to the kitchen and warmed up some sweet almond oil and grabbed a hand towel. He made sleepy noises when I sat on the couch and moved his feet into my lap, then moaned when hot, oiled hands touched him. I massaged his feet firmly enough to hit the pressure points, but not enough to hurt. He sighed and moaned and stretched his legs out. His fingers unlaced themselves just below his navel, and his cock moved a bit, thickening. I poured more oil into my hands and slid them up his calves, massaging it with long effleurage strokes. More pleasured moaning from him as I worked up his thighs, my hands alternately gliding and pressing into the muscles. His cock swelled and twitched when I reached his inner thighs. I worked his trunks down past his knees and squeezed that nice warm oil onto his balls. He sighed and spread his thighs for me then, one leg bent and leaning against the back of the couch, the other draped across my lap. My fingers quested, teased, pulled, and pressed. My slippery hands glided along his cock, bringing it to full attention. And when I could bear it no longer, I straddled him. I straddled him and sunk down onto the thickness that jutted ceilingward, and we both moaned at the long, slow glide of him into me. Our hands joined, fingers entwined, and I bounced on him, my dress concealing everything. I bounced and rocked and watched him. Watched his mouth opened, watched each gasp and moan percolate from him. The tension built, and eventually his eyes opened wide and unseeing. His body tensed and bowed beneath me, and I rose all the way up and slammed back down onto him, loving the feel of him inside me. I clenched on him, clenched and released, trying to find my orgasm in time with his. Knowing that I had to come now, because it would be days before I could come again. I released his hands and placed mine on the arm of the couch, one on each side of his head, and I battered myself against him, grinding my clit into the stubble on his mound. His hands rose and he pinched my nipples, rolling them between his fingers, and I convulsed, opening my mouth on a silent scream as I came hard. Pleasure slammed my body again and again, rocking us both, and as I climaxed, he bucked under me, bucked a few times, and then he too was coming, his face frozen and his dark eyes blank. I sat astride him for a few minutes, catching my breath and enjoying the tremors and jolts that ran through me like the aftershocks of an earthquake. It was marvelous, a delicious and much-needed intimate interlude. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to hear me tell longer, kinkier, and more explicit stories, please do check out my AudioCentral.com website. I just released a naughty 40-minute recording called Where the Women Are, Part 3. It's a story of the lesbian encounters from my days at a women's college. And seeing as it's that time of the year, if you're looking to give an intimate gift to someone special, check out my album of erotic vignettes called Audio Essential Erotic Shorts. It is available on both Amazon and iTunes. Just search for the word Silken Voice or Audio Sensual. Thank you for listening. I'm K.R. Silken Voice.